It's time now for KJM's Heartbeat Today, a daily program focusing on the people, places, and events that make the Nishna Valley a special place. Today's edition of Heartbeat Today is brought to you by Camlin Plumbing and Heating in downtown Atlantic. Here at this morning's program is your host, Jim Field.
Hi, Chris. How are you this morning?
I'm doing all right. Yourself?
I'm wet.
It's a little rainy.
Hard to dodge raindrops. I'm not skinny enough anymore. Little sprinkle outside. Actually, it's a little more sprinkle. It's been pretty, actually, pretty steady most of the night.
Yeah.
It's got a little heavier at times, but we've had almost an inch of rainfall here at our studios during the overnight hours, so we're getting on that. Most of the other locations around the area kind of seem to be about the same. It's been just kind of a pretty steady rain for the most part overnight. And if you like this kind of weather, congratulations, you're in luck, because it's probably going to continue, what, today and maybe into tomorrow?
Sounds like just today, hopefully.
Just today. And ending by tomorrow.
Yeah.
Perfect. All right. Well, I saw the word sun somewhere in the forecast.
Yeah, Sunday.
Sunday. I got it. Okay. I knew it was there somewhere. Everybody's a comedian. Brett, how are you this morning?
Hey, I'll take this rain over snow any day.
Yeah, no kidding. Amen to that, brother. Tell us about Camlin Plumbing and Heating.
One of the biggest wastes of energy in your home is your water heater. It has to keep your 40 to 50 gallons of water hot 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. There is a better way, and that is a new Rinnai Instant Hot Water Heater. This great innovation provides hot water on demand every time and gives you virtually unlimited hot water. Taking up much less space than a traditional water heater, this unit will save you many dollars of energy cost each and every year. Camlin Plumbing and Heating installed many of these revolutionary water heaters in the residential and commercial settings with nothing but success and happiness for the homeowner. Give us a call soon to find out more about the Rinnai units and let the pros install it for you. That's Camlin Plumbing and Heating at 243-1512 in Atlantic or 755-3286 in Harlan.
Thank you, Brett. You know, what's the old adage folks used to talk about? The weathermen say it's not really true, but it's a pretty good guess anyway, is that for every inch of rain, you're looking at what? 10 inches of snow?
I was thinking it was 10, yeah.
Isn't that what folks used to kind of just gauge, that if you got about a tenth of an inch of rain, it was probably going to translate into about an inch of snow?
And we don't have to scoop rain.
No. No. Do have to run through it, though.
Yeah.
Something about rain just kind of beats you down, doesn't it? But that's okay. Clean things up a little bit here. Get rid of some of that sand that's left
you
over
bet.
From the last snowfall that we've had, too. You bet. Well, one of the other things about winter, as we head into the winter season, is the stress that it can provide to some of those things outdoors, shrubs and trees and stuff especially. Did you do anything this year in the fall before the winter season hit to really prepare those kind of things for the winter season? Some folks do. Some just kind of figure, they live outdoors. What's the problem? They're just going to hit the weather anyway. Well, you can do some things to kind of help avoid all of the stress that they do take over the winter conditions, the heavy ice and snow and frozen soil conditions. All these kinds of things can damage some of the trees and shrubs in some of the areas. Some of them have been there for a good long time, too, and you hate to lose those types of things. Even when areas without major snowfall can experience things like high winds and then the huge fluctuations in temperatures during the winter as well. So there are some things that homeowners can do to kind of reverse or lessen some of the adverse effects of winter weather with a little preventative maintenance outside, too, and it's not too late to do those things. For example, according to the Tree Care Industry Association, they ask what can happen in winter, and then how can you avoid it? Well, because of tree branches can break oftentimes due to the excessive weight of ice and snow, and boy, have we seen that at different times, too. Not too far back, as a matter of fact. They say proper pruning, of course, encourages the formation of the strongest possible branches and branch attachments, so when pruning alone isn't enough, also properly installed cables and rigid braces can add some support to weakened parts of the tree. You know, there's nothing more frustrating than seeing long-term growth. Some folks have trees that have been in their yards for longer than they can ever remember. In some cases, on some of the rural homesteads, some folks have had those homes in their families for perhaps over 100 years. And some of the trees are very old-growth trees. Perhaps Grandpa planted that at one time. And it's something that the family is particularly proud of and looks to. It's always frustrating anyway when you have a nice shade tree that all of a sudden, you know, comes down for no good reasons like that, just because the weight of the ice or snow in the wintertime just couldn't support anymore, and all of a sudden you're looking at a big hole in your landscape there. So, you know, there are some things that you can do, and just good pruning practices can help that out. Topping trees is usually not that's something folks always like to use. It's an old term that folks use, but kind of just topping a tree isn't really the solution. It needs to be done in a more tactful way when you approach that. So not just trying to hack off a bunch in certain sections, but pruning for the right reasons. And there are simple ways. In fact, you can go online, just Google pruning, and you can find all kinds of helpful tips on how to do that if you're bound and determined to try that yourself. Otherwise, there are plenty of professionals that can handle that work as well. But winter winds also oftentimes can cause evergreens to lose moisture from their needles. Even some of the deciduous trees suffer from winter drying. Now, if water is not available, as moisture drawn from living cells, permanent damage can happen. And the best prevention consists of planting only the hardy species in the areas of prolonged exposure, and then watering plants adequately in the fall and mulching them to insulate the soil and roots from the severe cold can really help too. Well, you think evergreens, we just picture those as winter trees, you know. They're like Christmas trees. They should last all winter long, right?
Yeah, they should.
Not necessarily. They don't necessarily like the same kind of weather they're going to get year in and year out, so you may need to do a little things to them there, too. Also, on sunny days in the winter, a tree's trunk and the main limbs can warm up to about 15 degrees higher than the air temperature. So as soon as the sun's rays stop reaching the stem, its temperature then plummets. And that can cause injury or permanent damage to the bark, that rapid increase and decrease in temperature. So the two main types of injury are known as sun scald and frost cracking. And the effects of sun scald and frost cracking can be reduced by taking some practices to maintain overall health. For example, like by covering the trunks of young susceptible trees with a suitable tree wrap helps as well. And we mentioned pruning. Winter is actually a good time to prune. In fact, most of the skilled arborists, they prefer to prune when the trees become dormant, because with no leaves on the tree, well, it's really easy to evaluate where it is and what you need to do and where the trouble spots could be. A dead spot, diseased branches, everything stands out much more when there are no leaves on the tree to deal with. So in addition, since the ground is frozen, damage to the turf underneath the tree due to falling tree limbs and tire tracks and things that they're bringing in some trucks is all negligible. So it's actually a good time to take care of some of those things and even to check trees for diseases and some other damage. Now, the Tree Care Industry Association also recommends some different types of things to help improve the health of your living landscape. Some of those things include aeration around trees. It helps to improve the water and the air movement in the soil and strengthens the tree's root system and reduces soil compaction. And when you plant, choose hardy trees that are available in the area. They have the better chance for survival in severe weather conditions. You always want to make sure you choose the best location and follow proper planting procedures. This should also be a high priority for you. And stop fertilizing trees in early fall. That allows them to prepare for the winter. And in case you do get some moderate storm damage, restoring the tree to its former health and beauty could take some time, but generally it can make a full recovery. Broken, hazardous limbs need to be removed immediately, and then, of course, the pruning process to remove the broken stubs and restore the balance of the crown can be put off a little while, but it shouldn't be delayed more than one growing season so you don't have too much long-term damage. And, of course, like anything else, you see it in your industry, Brett. I'm sure we all kind of think we're a little handier sometimes than we really are.
No.
Never?
No.
Never. Really? Ah, that S-trap doesn't look too hard. How tough could that be, right? Next thing you know, there's water everywhere and, you know, all kinds of issues and stuff. And then you end up calling in a professional to, I guess as he's in baseball terms, he'd be the closer. He comes in to fix the mess that you've created. It happens in every profession, I'm sure.
And, you know, you can believe everything that's on the Internet, too.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. If it's on the Internet, it's got to be true, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Looks right. So simple.
It's a Wikipedia world we live in, huh? Well, one of the things that you could do to help yourself there, too, in just like in every other profession is, if you're not absolutely certain you can handle the job, hire a professional to do the work. And tree care is no different. But one of the best pieces of advice is always to hire a professional, someone with the experience, the expertise, and more importantly, the equipment that's properly needed to safely take down or prune the issues that you have. So, you know, you do want to look at things like proof of liability, insurance, and make sure the cost of the work is covered by your insurance company, too. It might be. But also, you want to take a look at all those kinds of issues. And as always, with just about everything else, it's probably always best to do that kind of stuff with folks that are local, folks that you know, you see in church, you see in the store, people you can trust, just like in any other industry. And don't try to do too much of that yourself if you're not absolutely certain that it's something you can handle, because it gets a lot more expensive to call the professionals in after that.
Yeah, you know, and I seen the other night on the news, one of the most dangerous professions is tree trimming.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, consider that when you go out to do some tree trimming.
You know, it's so hard to forget how heavy those things are, those branches. I mean, they don't look like much, but they don't have to be very thick to be very heavy. And when they fall, you don't want to be in the way.
Nope, that's right.
And a lot of damage and things can occur. Yeah, you really seriously do forget how heavy those things are. Try picking them up once they're on the ground. Then you realize why they hurt so much when they fall. You hear stories about things like that, you know, broken feet and legs and arms and all kinds of things from different issues that come up like that. You just got to be prepared. Once they start falling, it's hard to change their direction.
Yeah, that's right.
Really hard. Well, do it safely. And again, this is a pretty good time. And with the weather like it is now, it's, once it stops raining anyway, then it gives you an opportunity to kind of get out and take a look around too. So we want to turn things back over to Brett so he could tell us a little bit more this morning about Camlin Plumbing and Heating. Brett?
Camlin Plumbing and Heating carries the broadest range of faucets and fixtures in our immediate area. When we're called in for a bathroom or kitchen remodel, we can offer you our expertise in suggesting many different ways that you can approach updating that room. With our cabinet store, Town Center Cabinetry, we can make that room really come alive and give you more functionality, plus will amaze you with the end result in beauty and quality. Our technicians have installed more remodels than any other competitor in the immediate market, and we can coordinate with any carpenter of your choice or suggest competent carpenters for you to work with. For easy, quality, and efficient remodels, give Camlin Plumbing and Heating a call at 243-1512 in Atlantic or 755-3286 in Harlan. The thought of the day today is by author unknown. It says, "Oh, for the good old days when people would stop Christmas shopping when they ran out of money."
Now, what fun would that be, huh? And suffer the wrath of your children all year?
That's right.
I don't think so, huh? All right, very good. Thank you, Brett. Appreciate you coming in. You bet. Hey, you got to make it a great day, and God bless America.